Thursday night football preview and hold, fold, or bold. What the hell does that mean? We're going to tell you. Alex Lancey, Tyler Rowland, Locked On NFL Thursday. Let's roll, baby.
You are Locked On NFL, your daily NFL podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Tuesday, Alex Klein, Locked On Cardinals. Tyler Rowland, Lions. We make up Locked On NFL Thursday. Thanks for making Locked On NFL your first listen each and every day. Free and available on all platforms. Follow him at Tic Tac Titans. Follow me at Clancy's Corner. Today's episode is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. I love Prize Picks. I do.
Yes.
Crossover Thursday, Prize Picks. A marriage made in heaven. So much fun. It's easy to play. No competing with other players. Just you versus the projections available. Pick 2 to 5 players, and if they score more or less than their prize pick projection, you can win up to 10 times your money on your entry. It can literally take 60 seconds to enter. It's that easy. We love Prize Picks, and we know you will too. First-time users can receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with promo code Locked On. That's prizepicks.com. Promo code Locked On. Again, Alex Lancey, Tyler Rowland, Locked On NFL Thursday. Hold, fold, or bold. AFC in the second segment, NFC in the third. We're going to throw out a random team from every division, and we're going to ask, are you holding on them? Do you think they're going to stay where they're at? Are you folding on them like they're outkicking their coverage through 3 weeks? Or bold, like, man, they start 1-2. I think they're going to skyrocket up the standings in their respective divisions. We're going to hit that in the AFC and NFC second and third segments. But Thursday night football is now really fun. It used to just be like,
yes.
Oh, Jacksonville, Tennessee. I feel like Jacksonville, Tennessee plays every Thursday
right.
night. It used to be like that. It was Marcus Mariota versus Blake Bortles. They just threw a football game on Thursday night because they knew people would watch it. But now, like, because they've shifted the announcers, because things like everything's different now, we get another incredible game with so many varying storylines. Cincinnati's hosting Miami. Miami's probably the most fun story so far in the NFL because it's like, this ain't real, right? This ain't real. And then Tua's now like becoming the apple of everybody's eye. Like, I didn't see that coming. Said everybody in unison. And now with Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill, it just seems to be working. And it's so fun. It's so fun to watch. And then you have Cincinnati on the other hand, Tyler Rowland, where it's like, should they have drafted Penny Sewell or Rashawn Slater? What are we doing here? And, they haven't looked great. And you're seeing the Super Bowl hangover hits harder for the team that loses than the team that wins. And I think we're experiencing that right now. So tell me what you think about this game specifically and how both teams have gotten to this point.
Well, I think that this is going to be an incredible matchup. Number one, I think there's going to be a good amount of points scored in this game. Now, I don't think it'll be, 35-36, but I think we'll get high 20s from both teams, maybe a 31-28. Here's the reality. The Dolphins don't play very good defense. They've given up 400 yards in back-to-back games, 300-plus passing yards in back-to-back games. Now, they played the Ravens and then Buffalo. I get it, but that's not very good defense. They've only had 6 sacks. I'm not convinced that the pass rush of the Dolphins can affect Joe Burrow. To me, that's the big thing. Will a bad pass rush from Miami look good against a bad Bengals offensive line? Or will a bad Bengals offensive line do pretty good against a lackluster pass rush from Miami? Now, I know there are some things that say that the Bengals offensive line isn't quite as bad as maybe public perception is. I know that's out there, and it's more of the way they're tying their run game and pass game together schematically is more of a problem as they're kind of tipping their hand. But at the end of the day, I think both offenses can score. The Dolphins can't run the ball, 31st in the run. They're not a great pass rush team. So if both offenses are good and the Dolphins defense isn't and the Bengals defense is, I got to lean to Cincinnati. I think Cincinnati picks up this win, and at the end of the day, things need to normalize a little bit. The Dolphins are not as good as they've seemed early on. The Bengals are not as bad as they've seemed early on. normalization, the Bengals 2-2, the Dolphins 3-1 makes a lot more sense than the Bengals at 1-3 and the Dolphins at 4-0. So give me Cincinnati 31-28.
Oh, my red-bearded friend, when has the NFL ever made sense? I'm taking.
I get it.
Listen, I'm taking Miami because it doesn't make sense. None of this has made sense yet. Like it, the fact that Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill both had over 10 catches and over 150 yards and multiple touchdowns against Baltimore in that massive comeback, like that didn't make sense. You know, this is something that is going to be testing Joe Burrow, testing the, you know, the shiny object syndrome that may have been Cincinnati. I don't think that's the case.
Right.
I think that they're, and we're going to hit Cincinnati in hold, fold, or bold in the next segment. But I feel like Miami's the hottest team in football. Doesn't matter how they got there. They're hotter than Buffalo right now. They just start like Buffalo looked great against the Rams in week one, and they look good in week two, and they're fine. They're still the best team in football, I think. But
they look Miami, good in week two. That's for sure.
The intrigue surrounding Miami, it's hot there. The fans are kind of fair weather. They can go to the beach. It's the same thing in all warm weather places. Like fans have other things to do. It's not Cleveland where it's like, well, it's football, or I can go outside and freeze my Kenobis off. You know, like when it comes to Miami going on the road, this is going to be a huge test for Mike McDaniel. It's going to be a huge test for Tua, who's hobbled. And it's going to be a huge test, as you mentioned, for what if the passing isn't working? What are they going to do? You know,
right. They don't have anything else. The defense isn't good and the run game isn't good. So, I mean, maybe that changes, but I just don't see how they're going to be able to sustain what they're doing without those parts of their team.
Alex Lancey, Tyler Rowland, Locked On Titans for him, Locked On Cardinals for me. We are crossover Thursday. What? We are Locked On NFL Thursday here on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Coming up next, hold, fold, or bold. I've said it right every single time. Hold, fold, or bold. Hold, fold, or bold. AFC's next. We'll explain the rules again, and the NFC will do in the third segment. That's next. First, betonline.net. So, BetOnline is one of our, I mean, you know, you have a favorite child. Like, parents say you don't.
Everyone does.
But you do. Like, BetOnline is in the running to be one of my favorite children here for sponsors here on the Locked On Podcast Network. They're the number one source for all your sports wagering information. Okay? They have podcasts. They have team matchup news. They have in-depth articles and analysis on every game you can find. And as always, BetOnline remains your continued source for all your sports wagering information with live betting and up-to-the-minute scores for every sport out there. The fastest and easiest way to check in on all your favorite games and events, including football, Major League Baseball, MMA, boxing, and golf. Head to betonline.net or use your mobile device to learn more. BetOnline, where the game starts.
NFL fans, I'm so excited for this Thursday night football game that we just talked about between the Dolphins and the Bengals. I really am so excited, especially after last week with Steelers and Browns, to get back on track here with what should be a very exciting game. Pretty hyped about it. Can't lie. The football week has arrived. But with that in mind, we just previewed the Thursday night football game. Need to dive into a new segment that we're rolling out here called Hold, Fold, or Bold. Before we get into the rules, do want to thank you again for making the Locked On NFL Podcast your first listen every day. Make sure you subscribe on whatever platform, Monday through Friday, free and available all year long, including on the Locked On NFL YouTube channel. But hold, fold, or bold. So when you look at some of the teams, will they hold their position in the division? Will they fold and fall behind? Or will you be bold and say that they rise back up? That is the gauntlet that we must run. We are starting with the AFC. And Alex, what better place to start than with the AFC East? The Miami Dolphins at 3-0 leading the division. Are you going to say that they fold? Do you think they hold? Or do you have something even more bold? I'm so proud of this segment. I'm so proud.
Can I pass? The interesting part is going to come down to Mike McDaniel's mind and Ken Dorsey's mind, because Brian Daboll is going to be missed at some point in Buffalo. We think Ken Dorsey has shown flashes of brilliance. He's not just the quarterback from Miami that everyone knows and loves. He was undersized and had some of he had the best collection of talent potentially ever on both sides of the ball. Maybe Joe Burrow has something to say about that in college football history. But we don't know what the Bills are entirely. I mean, they've got injuries on the defensive side of the ball now, so that's gone. They don't run the ball, just like Miami doesn't. I'm going to hold because it's week three. I think they're going to win in week four and go 4-0. And, you know, not all wins are created equal. And that Baltimore comeback showed a lot. It didn't show as necessarily as much about Baltimore. It did, but it was really – Tua has massive huevos that maybe we didn't see up to this point, whether it be injury or otherwise. He came back. They came back from a lot. He threw 4 fourth-quarter touchdowns. Like, you can't make that up. So I'm going to say hold for now.
Okay. All right. And, you know, I got to agree with you on Ken Dorsey. We haven't seen Ken Dorsey that mad since he got whooped by the Buckeyes in the national championship. Yeah. That was a penalty at the end. Anyways, moving forward to the AFC North, the Cincinnati Bengals. We might as well start with the two teams we previewed. Cincinnati Bengals are 1-2. Alex, will you be bold and say that they find a way to reclaim the division by the end of the year? Will you hold and say that Cincy will stay at the bottom of the division, or will you say fold and things get even worse?
You know, I think they'll finish third. So I think this is right around where it is.
Basically, you know, a hold.
Yeah, I think it's because Baltimore is good. You know, Lamar Jackson is playing. Like, I have to remove pretty much everything I've said about Lamar Jackson because he got there. Like, he's there now.
Right.
And he still is the most majestic runner of the football we have in the NFL. Just like he glides when he's running. Yeah. It's insane. The amount of room. But, and now he's able to throw the ball. I know that it's still a little bit regimented where they're not having him huck it down 70 yards down the field, but he's got Rashad Bateman. He's got Mark Andrews. They've got a cavalcade of running backs. They've got, and their defense is healthy. So I still think it's going to be them. And, you know, maybe not third, you know, maybe it is bold. I don't think they'll finish third. I think they'll finish second because I don't think Cleveland can do this for 12 weeks.
Right.
You know, so, but I don't think that they're, as you mentioned, I don't think they're as bad as we've seen so far. They need to figure out the offensive line, though. Otherwise, Joe Burrow is not going to make it through the rest of the season. Like, he's not made of, you know, Teflon. You know, the fact that he got sacked 8 times in a playoff game, I can't remember who they beat when they got, sacked.
It was nine times, tying a playoff record. Yeah. I do remember who they beat.
Maybe you covered that game a little bit closer than I did. But yeah, like, that
maybe
can't
just
happen.
A little bit.
Yeah, so, you know, I think it's going to be a pseudo hold, but I do not think they're going to win the division.
Okay, all right, fair enough. Going to the AFC South, I'm going to weigh in real quickly on the team that I have identified before I let you tell me how you feel about my pick. But looking at the Jacksonville Jaguars at 2-1, leading the AFC South, I am going to say bold. And I'm not going to be bold enough to say that the Jags will win the division, but I am going to be bold enough to say that Jacksonville makes the playoffs. I think that I'm pretty sure last week, every team in the AFC West, with the exception of the Denver Broncos, lost their game. So maybe the AFC West isn't as good as people thought, and the AFC South isn't quite as bad as people thought. Maybe that was an early season overreaction. I don't think it's insane that the AFC South could get two teams into the playoffs with some of the injuries and cannibalization that's going on for the Chargers and the AFC West, respectively. So I am going to say bold, the Jacksonville Jaguars make the playoffs, whether it be in the division or as a wild card. Alex, do you disagree?
No. It's just a bucket of yuck in the AFC South. I think this is brought to you by a bucket of yuck. The fact that Indianapolis just must have curdled your blood when Indianapolis came back and beat Kansas City. Just
typical.
Just a comedy of errors by
Tennessee
Kansas City.
Titans very, existence.
Yeah, very uncharacteristic. You know what? I want Jacksonville to win that division. I'm ready for another, you know, because we're a glutton for young, great young quarterbacks, and we're ready for the next wave. And Trevor Lawrence needs to lead that next wave. Justin Fields is a couple years away. Okay. We don't know who's going to get drafted next year. Like, I want Trevor Lawrence to win an MVP someday, you know? And he's looked good. Like, he's leveled up in, you know, this year. And they've added Christian Kirk. They've got two good running backs. Their defense is improving. They've got an adult in the room in Doug Peterson. Say what you want about him, you know, where he was in Philly. But I think that was more Carson Wentz and Doug Peterson. You choose your side. But they're fun. They're exciting. They're throwing the ball down the field. Like, I'm stoked for them. And selfishly, I want them to hold. I want them to win that division this year. Because it's going to, like, at some point, things are going to get weird in the AFC South. Why not now? Why not now?
Yeah, I mean, what was it, 2016 when the Jags made their long run to New England in the playoffs, or 2017, something like that? You know, it's like a total eclipse or something. Like, every couple of years, we see some wild stuff, and the Jacksonville Jaguars win the division. You know what I mean? So this may just be the year of the Jaguars eclipse. But we have one more division to talk about in the AFC, and it's the AFC West. And I am going to point out the Denver Broncos. They're 2-1 right now, tied for the lead in the AFC West with the Kansas City Chiefs at 2-1. And although the Raiders are 0-3 and the Chargers are 1-2 and super banged up, I'm going to say fold for the Denver Broncos. There was a Locked On roundtable right after Russell Wilson got traded to the Broncos. And I was the only person out of 9 people on that event that expressed some concern and some doubt in the Denver Broncos. I am not ready to say that they're just an amazing team now and that they're one of the elites in the AFC. And quite frankly, even though they're 2-1, I'm not convinced that they're going to be a team that's one of the top teams in the NFL, a top 10 team. I think they're going to be a playoff bubble team. So I am going to say fold for the Denver Broncos. I don't think that they're going to stay at the top of the AFC West. I think they'll stay in the middle of the pack, but I don't think that there's some elite team that we're going to look at and be like, oh yeah, they were tied for the division lead. I don't think that they're going to be in that race by the end of the season. I think the Broncos will be a mid-range 10-7, 9-8 team that's fighting for a wild card spot. So I think they fold back from where they are now.
I agree. You know, this is the Chiefs division. I said the Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl this year. Like, this is, this is the reclamation project, or it's just, in my opinion. Now, Nathaniel Hackett is being looked at as like Mike McCoy light at this point. It's like, was it the quarterback or was it the coordinator that really made it hum? And Mike McCoy should give Peyton Manning 20% of everything he makes for the rest of his life, because that's where he got his job in San Diego. And that's where, you know, he got.
Same with Adam Gase.
Yeah. Same with Adam Gase. Right. Absolutely. So, I agree. I think this is the Chiefs division to win. The Chargers, we talked about this, when healthy, 1-22 on game day, they're the most talented roster in football. When healthy, and they never are, and that sucks, because you want to see the Chargers, like, that's what football's all about, is watching teams like the Chargers emerge, and they can't get out of their own way, whether it be one reason or another. I think they'll fold too. I mean, I think that Russell Wilson got traded to Denver to play Seattle's offense. Like, it's the same offense. It's two good wide receivers. It's run first, and it's a bad offensive line, it seems like. So it's like you went to a tougher division with the same exact team.
Set up, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. But yeah, I agree. I fold with that.
It's funny. I just want to say that some of these offensive teams, like the Chiefs, like the Chargers, you know, like the Ravens, the Bills, I would compare it to three-point shooting in the NBA. Now, because three-point shooting is there's so much proliferation of the three-point shot and how much it varies, comebacks are more likely because it's easier to get out to big leads, and then a team gets hot from three and they can fight their way back. I feel like offense is similar. These teams that can throw the ball but can't consistently run the ball, they're just prone to getting big leads and then letting people come back. And I feel like we've seen some of that throughout the league this year. But moving forward, we're going to look at the NFC. We're going to play hold, fold, or bold. Before we do, want to tell you guys about Brightco Jewelry Insurance. You've seen the horror stories all online, guys. You've seen guys proposing on a yacht, and they drop the ring off the side. You see people proposing at a big event, like a sports game, and they misplace the ring. It falls out of their pocket, and you know you ain't finding it in that situation. You don't want to be one of those guys, and what you really don't want is that horror story posted all over the internet. The guys at Brightco Jewelry Insurance will make sure you get a replacement for the full value of that ring, no matter if it's lost, stolen, or you just can't figure out what happened to it. Go to bright.co/lockedon. It's the fastest, easiest, and cheapest way to cover your butt with the best jewelry insurance in the business. Once again, that's promo code locked on at bright.co/lockedon. All right, Alex, we are going to cap off this Thursday edition of the Locked On NFL podcast with a little more hold, fold, or bold. We talked about the AFC. We're going to dive into the NFC. Before we do, thanks for making Locked On NFL podcast your first listen every day. As for your second listen, check out the Peacock and Williamson show. You got Brian Peacock, NFL analyst, Matt Williamson, former NFL scout. And hey, if you're somebody who really believes in the Jaguars, Matt Williamson is the guy for you because he's also on that train. But anyway, I am Tyler Rowland, host of Locked On Titans, with Alex Clancy, host of Locked On Cardinals. Alex, if you want, go ahead and take us through the NFC and point out some of the teams that you think are an interesting hold, fold, or bold conversation.
All right, let's start with the bucket of yuck division, if there is one in the NFC. Let's go to the NFC South. Like, I'm going to say Tampa Bay to kind of get this out of the way. Like, we could say, you know, New Orleans, are they going to make a push? Is their defense good enough? Maybe. You know, we don't know. It's all predicated upon Jameis. But Tampa Bay, I feel like this is an easy one while you're thinking. I'll take it here. It's hold, but it's not as vast of a gap as we thought it may be. I mean, there's injury concerns. Mike Evans will be back. The offensive line is kind of porous. I don't think that this is Tom Brady. They almost beat Green Bay pretty much at full strength when they had nobody. Okay, and that's not what's discussed.
Right.
It's discussed, oh, Aaron Rodgers beat him. Oh, blah, blah. That's not – they were within a two-point conversion of tying that game, which is miraculous. So I do think Tampa Bay is going to win the division. I think it'll be somewhat handily. But if you have a team like New Orleans nipping at the heels, it's going to make it a little bit more difficult than maybe expected before the season started.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I don't know. With Tampa Bay, I just hold because,
yeah.
I mean, you know, there's nobody who I'm real worried about in that division giving them a run.
Right. Let's go to a division that I hold near and dear, the NFC West. Let's do San Francisco at 1-2. Take it.
Okay. For San Francisco, for me, I'm going to go bold. Boom. I think San Francisco comes back from 1-2, and I think they win that division. Hmm. I think that Jimmy G is actually a better quarterback for them right now than Trey Lance. I think most people would agree with that. And at the end of the day, I guess I just believe in the 49ers' talent. So I'm going to go bold, and I think the 49ers find a way to rebound from 1-2, and they come back, and they actually end up winning the NFC West.
Yeah, you know, there are divisions where you kind of know what's happening, you kind of don't know what's happening. There's no idea anybody knows what the hell's going on in the NFC West. There's just so many, you know, colliding storylines. The Arizona Cardinals 1-2, they're better than the record indicates, even though they started out of the gates slowly in the first three games. The 49ers, like, people, there's going to be a lot of receipts if they win the division with Jimmy Garoppolo coming back. Remember, and right. You liked this tweet. I tweeted this out a couple days ago. It was Sunday night, whenever they played against Denver, was Jimmy Garoppolo deserves a Nobel Peace Prize for how he's handled this. Is the dictionary definition of maturity and being a good employee. And like they exiled him to a different practice field during camp because, like, you know what? You're not a part of this team anymore. And what he did was he took less money and he came back to be the backup. And now he's reaping the rewards. He's, what is he making? $350K a game that he plays. So he's going to actually make some of that back with Trey Lance out for the year. But Jimmy Garoppolo deserves this opportunity to show people, hey, remember how high my floor is? Yeah. I'm going to show you again. We're going to win the damn division. I don't necessarily think they're going to win the division. I think the Rams are still going to win the division just because they're so top heavy with some of the best talent in the NFL. But I'll hold with San Francisco being the second, finishing second in the division. Yes. Let's pivot here. This one's, you know, I want to do this last. Let's do the Green Bay Packers. 2-1. Hey, there are three 2-1 teams, including the Chicago Bears in the NFC North.
Fold.
Green Bay Packers. Hold, fold, or bold. I nailed it every single time. Go ahead.
You did. You did. You've been killing it. I'm gonna. I hate this, but I just kind of feel like Green Bay is gonna find a way to get it back on track. I believe in their defense. That, and I think as their offensive line gets healthier, they got a lot of young wide receivers who need to kind of settle. I said this before. We talked about this division before the season kicked off, but I'm gonna go. I guess you could say hold because they're 2-1 tied for the division lead. But Minnesota beat them, so with that head to head, Green Bay's in second. I'm gonna go bold. I think Green Bay comes back. I think they win the division by a couple of games, probably by two games. I think they go 12-5 or 13-4 again in Minnesota's. 9-8, 10-7, something like that. I just believe in the Packers' defense and offensive line more than I believe in Minnesota's. So I'm going to go bold and say that the Green Bay Packers actually do end up winning the division with some space.
Yeah, you know, this is kind of a who is Kevin O'Connell situation. The offense is looking bad. You know, like Justin Jefferson balled out, and then they've kind of bracketed him. And for fantasy football fans out there, that's why you draft Adam Thielen, because Adam Thielen's going to eat. He eats every year. He eats very well. I know that he's old. Dalvin Cook hobbled. Alexander Madison comes in. Like, the defense is supposed to be a little bit better, but with Zimmer gone, you know, you take a step back there, you'd think, even though they've added some pieces this offseason. This has been a very underwhelming start for Minnesota. I thought they were going to win this division handily. Like, I thought this was going to be a two-game division. So, Green Bay, I'm going to say fold. I don't think they're going to win the division. I do think Minnesota will win the division because, like, this isn't going to work in Green Bay. Like, it's not. Romeo Doubt, like, dude, like, he balled out, okay? They were hot. Right. Tampa Bay was a shell of themselves when they played them last week. Detroit's going to cause problems for everybody in that division. They're not ready yet, but they're one of the more fun teams to watch in the NFL. I'm going to say fold on Green Bay. I do think Minnesota's going to win that division still. And then let's wrap up with I don't want to do the Cowboys. I don't want to do the Cowboys. I'm going to do the Eagles because they in Miami are like the two most fun teams in the NFL right now. The defense for Philly, Darius Slay went from being a terrible corner in Detroit to an all-pro corner in Philly after getting massive contract extension. Like, okay, fine. Maybe not
terrible.
Did you see this in Detroit? What he's doing now? He's a bona fide lockdown corner right now.
Yeah,
I think the whole defense is, you know, just better in Philly than what was in Detroit.
Yeah,
they've got Hassan Reddick. They've got some young players there. The offense is humming. I am shocked that what we're witnessing with Jalen Hurts. He couldn't throw a football his freshman year at Alabama. He was unable to complete passes his freshman year, and then he goes through the Lincoln Riley.
Riley.
School of learning how to throw long touchdown passes. And now, like, I'm so happy for him. I'm so happy that this draft pick worked for Philly. Like, they're a team you can root for, even though their fans are tough.
Yeah, well, I'm with you on Philly.
So I'm going to go. By the way.
Okay, you say hold. I say bold. Philadelphia's going to the Super Bowl. I don't know if they win, and I'm so mad at myself because I had them in the Final Four, and I decided to go with Tampa Bay over them, and I'd change it if I could. Philadelphia to the Super Bowl. That's my bold prediction. And that will conclude our first ever hold, fold, and bold.
Thanks for making Locked On NFL your first listen each and every day. Be sure to check out Locked On Titans, free and available wherever you get your podcast, Monday through Friday. Locked On Cardinals, free and available wherever you get your podcast, both of which are on YouTube. Thank you for making all of this your first listen simultaneously. Now, as Tyler mentioned, make your second listen, Peacock and Williamson, Brian Peacock, Matt Williamson, some of the best, dude, they're OGs in this business with Locked On NFL. I think Peacock and I have been around for a long, like they were the original hosts of Locked On NFL, and they've, you know, pivoted off to their own show. They're great. National stories, 30 minutes, Monday through Friday, free and available. Thanks for listening. We'll check you next week.